Talking today with Dr. Ron Scholer, one of our distinguished alums here this year at Oklahoma State University. Dr. Scholer, you know, we've talked a lot down through the years, most recently obviously with canola, but many, many times we talk peanuts and soybeans somewhat, but a lot of times we talk peanuts. And tell me about, you know, your time as a peanut specialist here at OSU. What do you feel that especially you were able to do for peanut farmers here in the state?
You know, that was an exciting time, Ron. We have the sandy soils here in the state, and when we discovered irrigation several decades ago, Oklahoma became one of the most important of the few peanut growing states. We never were Georgia, but we did a really nice job. We had a breeding program here. We had an outstanding weed control research program. And we made our peanut farmers in this state, we being Oklahoma State University and those who worked with us, our cooperators in the Peanut Commission and all those great partners out there, that's what made peanut growing in Oklahoma successful. Now, when the program changed a few years ago, Oklahoma peanut growers decided to go a different route. It became much more difficult for them to compete with Georgia and the Southeast. They got rid of a lot of their equipment. We have more disease problems here. They decided to plant more cotton. And so that's really changed the nature of peanut production in Oklahoma. And we're consequently looking for things to replace that high yield, high value crop.
Of course, I guess, you know, I mentioned a while ago the word sclerotinia, the disease that seemed like as much as anything was the cost factor that brought us such a high cost of production.
Absolutely. Sclerotinia, we could control leaf spot and southern blight or white mold, as they call it, but sclerotinia is a whole other ball game. It's like a, I probably shouldn't use the term, but like cancer. It's just once you get a field infected with sclerotinia, it's a very difficult thing to overcome, and we got it in Caddo County, and that had a lot to do with raising our cost of production relative to the rest of the country.
After your time with the military, with the Army, you've come back into agriculture now and working with the canola folks. I know you're excited about the possibilities there as well. Again, some cutting-edge stuff you're involved with.
Absolutely. I've come full circle. I started on the farm. Did university work for almost 30 years, finished up 10 years with the military active duty after retiring from OSU, and now I'm back in agriculture and just as excited as I can be. And I'm excited because of canola. We have an opportunity here for our farmers to have a crop that is going to make them more money than they are making with what they're growing. We don't do a very good job of rotating our old standard crops in Oklahoma, and canola is going to give them an opportunity to do that. Ron, frankly, if you look at the crops grown in the U.S., or more specifically Oklahoma, we haven't added any new crops in 50 years. Canola is an exception, and farmers are adjusting to this. It's a bit harder to grow than wheat, a bit more challenging, but the rewards are there also. So very excited about the opportunities for canola here in Oklahoma and in the Great Plains.
Still continue and keep that contact with agriculture in a very, very real way.
Absolutely. It's very hands-on, and I wouldn't be involved in it at all. I've tried retirement twice and didn't like it either time, and for short periods of time. And working with the Oklahoma producers of Oklahoma, the ag producers of Oklahoma, is just the most noble work I think one can be involved in. Just a real privilege and honor for me. And these farmers are absolutely the backbone of this country, and if I can help them in some small way, I just think that's a calling that I can't resist.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.